Okay, everyone, we are ready to get tonight's call started. So I'm excited to introduce myself. I'm Samantha Colvin, the Director of Sales for Gemini. And tonight you're going to hear some really interesting statistics, actually from the most recent study from the Direct Selling Association about network marketing and different who's interested in it and exactly what kind of product statistics there are. So I'm just going to jump into tonight's call and share those with you. So I found it so interesting that 77% of Americans are interested in flexible and entrepreneurial income earning opportunities, because that's a very high percentage. So people are definitely looking into this industry as a whole. Its value is just increasing every day. So tonight we're going to talk about different key points of benefits network marketing can offer as a whole, and then go into why Gemini, why choose Gemini over other companies out there. So we are just going to get started with freedom. Now, network marketing obviously provides time freedom because you can build your own schedule and you don't have to be confined to a 9-to-5 job, which is wonderful for people that want to work from home, be with their kids, or are retired from their job, or just really want to have an extra side gig on the side for extra income. So perpetual income is another huge benefit as well, because as you set up different preferred customers and have orders on reoccurring every month, you can get that mailbox money, we like to call it. So you could be sleeping or on vacation and you could still get the residual income from those orders, which is amazing. And you get to be your own boss. So that's incredible in itself, because if you're motivated, which personal development provided in network marketing is just amazing. There's so many great speakers out there just to really help you become a better person. I know myself included, I just love getting immersed in the different trainings available, because you just wake up with a new refreshing perspective on the world and you get to make some great friends in the process too. There's also amazing tax advantages. So for those that are W-2 employees, I know it's crazy how many taxes get taken out of your paychecks every week. But what's so great about network marketing is you get to write off your business expenses, especially like working from home or different mileage, or if you take prospects to lunch or marketing. So all of those can be written off as well. So that's a huge benefit for people. And there's also small startup costs, because people, as you know, if you own your own businesses, it takes a lot of money up front to get started. But with direct selling, it's so great because you can come in with a very low cost and be able to build a business for yourself. And the community of people. Obviously, we love our Gemini family, so it's just wonderful to bring together a group of like-minded individuals to really talk about the incredible science-backed products that we have and share them with the world. So tonight you're going to hear two stories from two of our field leaders, Laura Trenum and Karen Woolheater, to share their Gemini story and why they chose Gemini. So Karen, we'll have you go first.
Thank you, Sam. Yes, well, many of you don't even know this, that I was introduced to network marketing by Mary Kay Ash. Yes, that Mary Kay with Mary Kay Cosmetics. I was 18 years old and I was working at a figure salon, and go figure. But anyway, well, that's a long story. I can tell you that anytime. But I was the manager of this figure salon at 18, and Mary Kay came in along with other prestigious women to my salon. And I got to meet with her and talk with her about 3 times a week. And then at least once a month, she would say something to me like, you know, you can have more if you want more. You know that you can do whatever it is you want to do. You know, there is a lot of good things out there that don't keep you tied down to a 9-to-5 job. And she just said things like that over and over and over. Well, like I said, I was 18 at the time and I heard her, but didn't really listen to her. However, at 24, I joined my first network marketing company. Guess which one? Yes, and I learned a lot from my mentors and so forth with Mary Kay, but I realized that was not the company for me, although, of course, they have great products. They've been around for a long time, and it was an experience for sure. Well, then I started dating my now husband. We've been married 31 years. Okay, so I was 24 when I joined it. I was 25 when I started dating my husband, Kirk, and he was anti-network marketing. That's because his mother was a big earner, top earner, trip winner, car winner. of Tupperware. And I know I'm throwing out some names, but these are names that people understand what network marketing is. They've been around for a long time. That just goes to show network marketing is a sustainable company, business. Maybe not company, but business. Some of them have gone out the door, but not these two. And that's because they have a quality product and they've got good business sense, right? Apparently. So anyway, that obviously wasn't for me either. But let me tell you, he fought me tooth and nail about being in any kind of network marketing. He didn't want to do anything that had to do with delivering or calling customers and getting reorders. And I have to tell you, I agree with him. That was a big, big thing that I looked for when I decided that I wanted to get into another network marketing company. And the reason why I kept going, now, granted, okay, we've been married 31 years. I do kind of get to do whatever I want, but he says he didn't sabotage, but he did. He sabotaged a lot of companies that I joined because he just made it hard on me. Well, what we found is that we wanted to find something that was consumable. That way you get that residual income, that income that comes in month after month after month from the work that you did, of a sale that you sold at one point, and then it just keeps coming. Residual. Consumable means they need to buy more after they've used it. It's got to work or they're not going to use it. So it matters what kind of product it is. You know, we also, I just wanted to say this. I appreciated the concept of the network marketing, and that's why I kept jumping in and fighting him on this, because I like the idea of financial freedom. I like the idea of time freedom. I love the products that are in network marketing companies. They are superb products. And there's just so many good reasons to be tax benefits. I wasn't even smart enough to realize what tax benefits we can have. So when I decided that we wanted to come with Gemini, and let me back up. So I had a car wreck in 2011 that was very severe, and it made me dependent on the prescriptions that the doctors were prescribing for me, and I just really had no quality of life. The agony and the suffering that I did, and the solitude that I had from it, it was horrible. Well, okay, so we jump ahead a little ways. Okay, that I have to say, I did probably dabble in 5 or 6 more network marketing companies. Never did get into Tupperware, by the way, and I just never had any success, not really. And I didn't realize why, but then I realized too later that when I started looking and making this be serious about it, number one, I had to be serious. I wanted something, or a company that had a culture of like transparency in the training. And I know that sounds, I can't even say it, but what that means to me is they're clear as a bell. They don't hide anything. They tell me the whole truth and nothing but the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly. And they stand by me, work with me, lock arms with me. And that's what I was looking for. Obviously, we needed good products. Yes, I wanted residual income, all of that good stuff. But I also realized, too, that I needed a culture that would work with me and lock arms with me. Well, okay. So now, jump forward again. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. I'm like a bad movie. So, we ended up meeting Jay Archer through another company, and he's our owner and founder of Gemini. And we knew the quality of products that he puts out, his work ethic, and his mission to really help the world by so many different ways. And it's not just by health, but by wealth as well. And so when we got introduced to the hemp oil, we really didn't have a clue what we had. Well, what come to find out, we saw what it did for me with the agony I was in it made such a world of difference in me that it, I mean, right away, I can't even tell you how wonderful that was. However, I knew that my husband was not going to let us do anything else. Well, sure enough, he's the one. My anti-network marketing husband was telling me that we need to join this company. Hemp was making, it's raising its head a little bit. We saw that this was a business that was going to be booming, and we found, I'm just going to say it, the best of the best out there. So for him, it was a no-brainer to join. For me, I was a little apprehensive because I think he finally rubbed off on me a little bit. But what I'm loving is we don't have to call our customers for reorders and take bag them up and deliver them. Oh my gosh, and get those boxes of inventory and have to go through them and all of that. And we don't have to do that. I love that it's an online store. I love that my customer can go to their shopping account with their password and order their products. And of course, I check with them, in with them. I enjoy my customers. I like to take care of them. However, I don't have to do all that legwork and all that work. I can let them buy it, have it shipped directly to them. So, again, I feel like I've just really gone all over the place, but I just really wanted to let you know that we didn't ever find our home. We didn't ever find the family that we have found with Gemini. And it's not just our upline. It's our sidelines, our whole company. It doesn't matter whose pay leg you're on. We all work together. We enjoy helping each other. And we're growing together as a company. And if you're thinking at all that you want to earn some additional income, find you another source of income, network marketing is definitely a way to go. And I feel Gemini is the only answer for us anyway. Hopefully you'll think the same way too. Laura, I'll just stop there. I could keep talking and talking. Y'all know me. So I hope I didn't just ramble on too much.
No,
I just love it. There's just so much.
No, it's great because everybody on here has a story that they're writing, right? So everybody has a beginning to their story, and whether they, you know, think about that or have written their story, everybody's got one. So I think that they're all inspiring, and I'd like to hear from more people on theirs. But Karen, I remember when Tuck and I met you and Kirk, and it was at an event, and we were like instant friends. And so, you know, that's a big factor in our network marketing world is you're around people that are like-minded. So they want to make themselves better and they want to help others to be better. And so I'm just going to tell you, some of you on here know our story, but I think our story is kind of funny. And I think, a lot of you will relate to it. Because I think, some of the things that we went through is the same thing that Karen and Kirk went through. And how we began. So I'm going to back up to May of 2010. Some of you on here don't know our whole story. So Tuck, my husband, is a traditional business owner. He now has owned his business for over 30 years. I, at the time, had a 23-year banking career. I was a lender at a local bank. And as you know, at that time, 2008, when the economy crashed, Tuck calls, you know, he explains it as if it was like the light switch was turned off and business just stopped. I mean, and everybody was affected. I was a lender, and I was a small business lender. So my role was to help people get into business and then help people grow their business. Well, now I've found myself in a spot of helping people to hang on to their business. People that never missed a payment ever, now losing their businesses. So it was a really terrible time. So Tuck was affected with his traditional business. I was affected through my career in banking. And it was tough times. So Tuck, being the guy that he is with his many hobbies, hunting season had ended a couple months prior, but this is May of 2010. And Tuck, one of the things that he liked to do was go to the poker room. And so Tuck was at the poker room, and a friend of his by the name of Bobby was there.
Laura, you got muted somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So Tuck was sitting down to dinner, and he's eating dinner with Bobby, and Bobby decided to talk to him about an opportunity. And so he was talking about this, and Tuck started to figure out that he was talking network marketing. So Tuck stopped him and said, "No, Bobby, this is network marketing. Forget it. I've been in 8 or 10 of these and I've never made a dime in them, and I'm just not interested." Well, Bobby decided, you know, he wasn't giving up at that time. And so he kept on, and he happened to get somebody on the phone by the name of Jay Archer. Well, Tuck didn't know who it was, and Tuck had a conversation with him. And so Bobby said, "You know, Tuck, if you would, please just go home and watch this video. If you would just do that for me." And Tuck said, "All right, Bobby, if you'll leave me alone about it, I'll make sure, you know, to go home and watch this video." And so Tuck, keeping his word, on his way home, he called me. I was at my daughter's, and he called me and he said, "Hey, Laura, I need you to come home. I need you to turn the computer on so that we can watch this video," because he doesn't know how to turn, you know, he doesn't know technology like Jay was saying earlier. And so I came home, and we pulled up the website and we watched the video, and Tuck figured out that the guy that was in the video was the man that he talked to on the phone. So he calls Bobby. He goes, "Bobby, you mean to tell me that this man on the phone that I spoke to is the guy in the video? He's the owner of the company?" And Bobby said, "Yeah." Well, Tuck was like, "Okay." That made his decision. He said, you know, he never knew anybody that knew anybody that knew anybody that knew the owner of one of these companies. And so Tuck said, "You know, what if this is the next great giant? What if this is the next Amway? What if it's, you know, the next Herbalife or what have you? Really, what do we have to lose? I mean, business is dead. I'm on the verge of losing my, you know, my job. And what do we have to lose? We didn't, you know, we didn't know anything about Jay. We didn't know anything about the products, never tried them. Tuck's been in many of these, never made a dime. But what do we have to lose?" And so Tuck said, "Sign me up," and signed up my girlfriend too. And I just looked at him like he was nuts. Like, "I don't know what we're getting into. I don't know who this person is. You know, I don't even know who Bobby is." And he says, "Honey, you can pay me back later." And in not such nice words, I said, "I'm not paying you anything." And so we ended up signing up. And Bobby had given Tuck a couple products to bring home. And when they said that these were instant gratification products, they were instant gratification. We had an eye cream at the time, and it helped to lift the bags under your eyes. And while I was sitting at the computer, I actually Tuck mixed up some of the nighttime product, and I had drank some of that, and I felt it right then. And then I went in and put this stuff on my eyes. Well, I didn't read the directions and didn't know that you were only put like a dab underneath your eye. And I put it on like eye cream, and I came down the hallway and I could feel it. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, Tuck, this stuff is working." And he looks at me and I look like a raccoon. It was pretty funny. He laughed. I'll never forget it. But that whole night was, I mean, I can just remember it from that moment. And so, so after we signed up, Tuck gets a call, and it's Jay Archer. And Jay called him to welcome us to the company. And so Tuck was feeling him out and, you know, wanted to make sure that he was legit. And Tuck explained to Jay, he said, "Look, you know, I've been in 8 or 10 of these, and I've never made a dime." And Jay said, "Well, you've never made a dime at any of the other ones?" And Tuck said, "No." And Jay said, "Well, you're probably not going to make anything at this one either." And Tuck goes, "Well, that's a heck of a thing to say to a guy that just spent a couple grand at the time. That's what it cost to get in, a couple grand." And Jay said, "Look, are you coachable?" And Tuck said, Jay, if you're legit and this product does what you say it's going to do. He said, if you tell me to walk through a brick wall, I'll do it. Jay said, what time can you start? And Tech said, tomorrow morning at 7 p.m. So from that point, we went to work and we handed out product. We wanted to get in the hands of all of our friends. We wanted to see what it did for people. And we were really amazed at what it did because the products are instant gratification. So if you share them with people, you get them to take them, they know it. And we were really surprised and very intrigued by what the products were doing to help people in all kinds of different ways. So we went to work. We had meetings every week. So I worked at the bank during the day and took care of Tuck's Well Drilling. And at nighttime, we would have meetings at least once a week, more than that, a lot of times. Jay worked real hard with us. And within 4 months, Tuck got his car. And 1 year, May of 2011, I was able to substitute my salary from the bank, and I was able to then retire my banking career, and I've never looked back. So we've been real, real excited. We love this industry. We would never get out of it. Jay's done everything that he said that he would do, and Tuck and Jay have become very good friends, and he continues to do that. So he really is here to build a monster. And he wants all of you to go along with him. And we are in it and we are going to help build it. I think that this is going to be, Tuck and I talked about it, this is going to be our best year. And I think it's going to be the best year for all of you. So we're super excited. I hope that inspires some of you. We've been in this 10 years. You know, we've had ups and downs and that, but there's no better, if you ask me, there's no better industry. The sky's the limit. The personal development that you get is huge. You're working with like-minded people and people that want to help you and make you better, and not just with your health, but with your wealth. This is willable from day one. So we're just super excited to be here. I am looking forward to hearing some of y'all's stories out there. I'd really like to hear some of those. And if there's anything at all that Tuck and I can do for you, please feel free to reach out to us. You can message me through Facebook and I'll be happy to call you. And you know, I just wish everybody luck. One of the things that Jay, when he talks about, when we talk about how Jay cares for others and helping them out, one of the ways that he does it, which I think is really, really huge, is by supporting our military veterans and the active law enforcement out there, through our Remedy Relief and the Back the Blues programs, for those folks that can join us for free for life. They don't have to pay the annual fee. And I just think that's huge. I think that's just really something great that we're doing for those out there, because we appreciate all they do for us to keep us safe and, you know, for our freedom. And so, Jay, we just want to thank you for that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share our story with you. And with that, Jay, do you want to come on?
Hey, can you hear me, Laura?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to ask y'all a question. Uh-huh. Is it just me that this happens to? Do you ever get a Vita Wake and all of a sudden you have a full Vita Wake and then your family comes and next thing you know, they give you this back? I'm like, the heck my Vita Wake? So anyway, I guess that's a form of flattery that they drink all your drink.
Laura, we actually have canisters missing. We have a family that comes in and canisters are missing. Yes.
Oh yeah, my parents are here right now, and I'm just seeing product. But you know what, it's good seeing how good they look. And you know, my dad's 79 now, my mom's 75, and they don't look a day over 22. So you know, anyway, but you know, the beautiful thing is seeing where y'all are now from where you are before. I'm looking at everybody, nobody's aging. That's the crazy thing. you know, I met y'all 10 years ago, and you know, Tuck's got a little bit grayer, but he looks, you know, you haven't aged at all. Karen hasn't aged, and I even had, I was on the where y'all couldn't see me, and I have my kids looking, and they're like, wow, nobody's aged. So anyway, that is really cool. Here's the big thing. What we've got is we just made it where it's affordable, where we didn't try to nickel and dime everybody. We wanted to make gratifications when we try to feel it. Take a lot of products, put it all in a few, and that's what's happened. Whether you decide to come in and build a business out of this, or whether you just want to change people's health, what you need. So, and together we're so neat seeing the people we know and love, what the products have done for them. So I can tell you, we've got something that is really, really good, and we're going to just change a lot of people's health and wealth. So whether it's our company that you decide to join, or it's another one, I can tell you, find the company for you, put your head down and work, because I can tell you right now, just in our backyard, 77,000 employees at Disney, 28,000 are being laid off. We're hearing so many American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, United, you know, so many companies are laying people off. So where people said, oh, you know what you need to do is you need to get a job and stay there for 40 years and retire, and you're going to be taken care of and get a pension. It's not happening anymore. You're hearing about people getting laid off, you know, a year before they retire to get their pension, because a company's saying, hey, you know what, instead of paying this guy what I'm paying him, I can pay three people, you know, starting salary, which is all less than still making. And so it's just, you know what, the days of our parents building companies or being with a company forever and being able to retire and never look back, they're not there. So right now I just tell everybody, get a plan B. Let this be your plan B. Don't go and quit your job immediately. Let this be your plan B. Don't do like, well, you can do like Laura if you built like Laura. So she was able to do this, and this became her plan B, became her plan A. And, you know, if you work a couple hundred extra a month, you can do that. If you want to make a few thousand extra a month, you can do that. So you've got the people here to help you. The beautiful thing is, let the people try the product, follow up, ask them how they feel, how they're feeling on it, which we already know they're going to feel it. And you know what? Ask them, you interested in being a customer? You want to keep feeling like this? If you're interested in building the business, we'll help you do it. So anyway, I'll go ahead and close with that, but I just want to tell everybody, be safe, love your family, share, good night, and God bless.